You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Do you think Arsenal will win? Just how many by, I suppose, is the question.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people might say, well, you know, Arsenal haven't scored for two home games. You know, they drew with Chelsea 0-0, of course, when they looked like they wanted the draw. And they lost to Swansea when Swansea sat behind the ball and pretty much kept the ball. Now, it'd be a surprise if Sunderland didn't do the same thing. You know, just really sit in and try and, you know, frustrate Arsenal. And Arsenal do have problems breaking teams down. But I don't think Sunderland, obviously by their league position compared to Swansea's, are as good as Swansea at doing that. You know, I think they could break Sunderland down. It might take them until half time. You know, if Sunderland can really keep it tight until half time, it'd be interesting. They kept City to nil until the 57th minute when they went there. Ended up 3-2 to City in the end. So once they got going, same at Man United. You know, it was the 66th minute before Sunderland conceded. It seems to be around that kind of hour mark where they lose concentration or lose a little bit of fitness or whatever else it is. So I'd be looking at the way Arsenal have been playing and the fact that they won't be absolutely going hell for leather here. I think we could be looking at a half-time draw, full-time Arsenal here again. Just having a look at some of the other results against the bigger teams in the division. Sunderland drew 0-0 at Liverpool, so obviously had a half-time draw there as well. The only team in the top half who, in the top seven, who they didn't do that against was Spurs. They conceded after 3 minutes. It was still a half-time draw though, because they scored after 31. So by hook or by crook, that bet would have landed. And Southampton, they were three down at half-time. Ended up losing 8-0, of course. But for all the others, Southampton apart, they've managed to be level at half-time. So I can see that sort of game plan happening again. A couple of ways into this, if you're not brave enough to wait till it gets to half-time and go for the half-time draw full-time Arsenal, which is 16-5, you'd be looking at the half-time, the draw after 30 minutes. So if you go down to all the goal time markets, you can either have time of first goal, which would be at the 31st minute and over for Arsenal, for instance, which is 23-20, or you'd look at the 30 minute betting. Click on other markets next to goal time and scroll down. You'll see the 30 minute betting. The draw at 30 minutes only 5-6 though. Bit skinny that for me. I'd rather play a little bit bigger and go for the half time draw. The draw at half time, by the way, 0-0 is 11-4. Wouldn't put anyone off that. But you need to know that the game's going the right way. You know what I mean? If you're betting in play on this and Arsenal are really going for it, then I think, you know, you'd need to probably have a little saver on that. But, you know, like I say, Sunderland know what they've got to do. They won't be going there looking for the win. That's for sure. They'll be going there looking for a point. And they know if they get a point against Arsenal, that moves them onto 38 and safety. Safe,
yeah.
I don't think they'll get it at home to Chelsea. I think Chelsea, final game of the season at home, champions, all the rest of it. Surely they'll just cut loose. And I just don't think Sunderland will be good enough to hold Chelsea or Arsenal. The Arsenal win. I'm going to go for it and go for the half-time draw, full-time Arsenal.
Okay. Arsenal high scoring half to be the second half.
Yeah.
That's something I'd look at as well. 6-5.
Yeah, nice.
Sunderland might try and stay solid for the first bit and Arsenal will just wear them down.
Yeah, we see that.
Seen in the past that when Arsenal get going in the second half against teams in the bottom half of the table, they do steamroller a few of them in the second half. So
yeah, like that. Giroud scored in each of his when Arsenal have scored, he scored in each of the last three of them. When they won 4-1 against Liverpool, 3-0 at West Ham, 2-0 against Everton. But you know they've got a lot of players coming back in, and you know Wenger may well use them. I mean, when anyone who watched the Man United game, Arsenal were pretty. Looked a bit sluggish for a lot of the game. I think it was down to Man United being better, but once they started to bring some pace onto the pitch, I thought Walcott looked really good. Obviously it was his cross in the end that got them the own goal, which got them a point in the game. But I thought, you know, they've got some players coming back now, and once they brought them on, maybe it coincided with the keeper going off as well, they looked a lot better and a lot quicker going forward. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see Walcott and Wilshere having a start here, and I think Walcott's pace will be the thing that can really break Sunderland down. And obviously they've got fantastic finishers in Sanchez, in Ramsey, in Giroud. So I think it could even be like a 2-0 in the second half.
Just look at Sanchez. Do you think he's burned out a little bit this season?
Yeah, I think he plays. Wenger was saying all season long, wasn't he, that he's been trying to hold him back, but he wants to play every single minute of every single game. I think, you know, I think he's done brilliantly for his, you know, for his first season.
Yeah.
And it must be a big change to players to play in the Premier League when it's so much more physically demanding. But yeah, I think he's been great all season long, and I can forgive him for this little bit of a I mean he's been all right recently. He's not been anywhere near the form he was in earlier in the season. But you know, he's still, I think he's still been playing, you know, been playing well, and he's been getting chances. He scored two in the 3-1 win at Hull, you know, only a few games ago. So yeah, it's not like he's been terrible. Maybe that he's rested, though. He might rest
That's
him.
The only reason I'm asking.
For the last two games, the FA Cup final.
Yeah,
it's a possibility, isn't it? Wouldn't be overly surprised. Scored against Liverpool as well. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be too harsh on him. I think he's been much more consistent than some of the other players in the Premier League. I mean, you look at someone like Ozil, who just can't seem to cope with the demands of the Premier League. I think probably Sanchez and Hazard have been the two most consistent players in an attacking sense all season long. Aguero's picked up injuries. Costa obviously has picked up injuries. Kane's also, ever since he played for England, he seems to have gone off the boil a little bit, doesn't he? Again, it's harsh to criticise a player who's had such a brilliant season, but if we're talking about the top level, then you need to be consistent throughout the whole season. Hazard hasn't dipped, I don't think.
No.
Once, really. I'm sure Chelsea players might say, fans might say, oh yeah, there was a couple of games where he wasn't quite as good, but yeah, I think we'll still see, I think Sanchez will still have a major part to play in the end of the season for Arsenal.
Fair enough. Best bet in that game?
I am going to go for the half-time draw, full-time Arsenal win. Any weaklings out there, go for the 30 minutes, but I'll be strong and go for the half-time draw, full-time win. Incidentally, just going back to Sanchez, he scored both goals in the win at the Stadium of Light. Giroud scored two when they went to when they played at home last season. Aaron Ramsey's interesting. He's the first player of the Arsenal team whose odds against was even money. He scored two at the Stadium of Light the year before as well. So yeah, I think there's a few in there. I think look at the lineup, and then I think you want to be looking for someone who's going to maybe break from midfield to open up this Sunderland defence in the second half. But yeah, I could go for Ramsey to score a goal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.